Welcome, everybody. Shin number 939, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of learning the Halachas of Amen, Simen Resh Tes Vav. So an interesting thing. We spoke about a while back, just a quote to read from the Sefer Shina Halachas, how he brings it down, an important point to keep in mind. In Ois Zayin, Resh Tes Vav Ois Zayin, in the Shoina Halach. So first, just to read the whole thing, even though it's partially what we said, Amazkir Shem Shemayim Levatola. Somebody says Hashem's name in Shem Shemayim Levatola. They say Hashem's name in vain. Chas v'shalom over be'isot Torah. It's over. They're over be'isot Torah. Afilu eno Shem Shel Arba Ois Yos Ela Shel Shar Shemos. Vafilu b'lashin Laz. Even if they're saying it in a different language, not even Lashon HaKodesh, even in English. It's also Lahitzi Shem Levatola. We'll try and get into that, how that works, saying G-G and all that. But even in a different language, but if it's the name that represents Hashem, you have to be careful not to say it, Stam. If it's not b'derech shevach v'hoida, it's not in a praise way. But again, I want to just go through those halachas specifically when we get to that. Hopefully, in the say either oitzer halachas or piskei tshuvas. Now, vim berech levatala yeshem isurim midrabbanan. In that case, okay. But the point I want to get to is what he says. So that's just a side note. Just Tom saying Hashem's name is a problem if it's not in derech shvach v'hoida with praise. In other words, even in another language, if it's that is what represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is what he's saying. This comes up a lot. Let's say somebody's making a bracha. They start saying, making a bracha, or they're davening, or they're saying, and you heard them say Hashem's name, and they're in the middle of the paragraph or something along those lines. But even more so by a bracha, or by a bracha achreina, which is even more so a longer bracha, bracha achas mayen sholesh, to vashemeh shechaver mazker Hashem. So you heard your friend saying Hashem's name. Al yikonis l'soich devarav. Don't start talking to him, right? Even though he's going to turn his head to you, the person's going to turn their head to you, and they're going to start listening to you. So good. So let's say sometimes you'll see people, they know, they don't get mixed up. I get mixed up. But some people don't get mixed up. I'm making a bracha. If somebody's talking to me while I'm making a bracha, I don't get mixed up. Let's say such a person. I know if I hear the slightest little noise, I'm already thrown off. But some people could continue the davening, continue saying the bracha. But still, he says, once you hear your friend start a bracha, saying Hashem's name in davening, whatever the case might be, Ali Kanes L'Sech Tverv, don't start talking to him, don't start a conversation, even though he won't answer you. That's not the point that he's going to be mafsik and answer you. But the point is, Sha'ali Dei Zeh, he says, the Shein Halacha, Sha'ali Dei Zeh, Yishtoik Lishmaya Tverv, that he's going to stop to listen to your words, and v'nimtza goyrim shahitzi shem shemayim levatala, and he's not going to be mafsik with talking, but he's going to stop, he's going to listen to you, and even if he won't get mixed up, but lemaisa he's running into a problem of being hefsik and so on, and the whole thing, he already said Hashem's name, and now he's saying shem shemayim levatala, he's saying Hashem's name in vain, because either he'll get lost, he'll get mixed up, he'll make an interruption, and the bracha is not good, he has to start again, or the bracha becomes messed up even if he finishes it, but be it as it may, it's all the same, all on the same guidelines. So the bottom line is, once you hear your friend saying Hashem's name in any form or fashion, even saying Tillim, whatever the case is, don't talk to him. And people do this all the time. You see people, somebody in the middle of davening, the other guy finished davening, fine, okay, good. So let's say one guy finished davening and the other guy is in the middle of davening. So he wants to tell his friend something, but his friend's in the middle of davening saying Hashem's name, right? And he wants to tell his friend something or have a conversation with his friend. This guy's finished davening, good, so for him it's not a problem. But the one who's davening, he's going to turn his head, start listening to him, and he's in the middle of, he said Hashem's name, this and that, and Shaldeze, Yishtek Lishmai Devar, Nimtzagurim, Shahitzi Shem Shemaim Levatala, it's going to come out. He says Hashem's name in vain for the various different reasons we discussed. So one has to be extremely careful with these things, even if you'll say, the Baldaka is not going to talk out, right? He's only listening to what I have to say. It doesn't make a difference. Be very careful. Don't cause, just has to be careful not to cause somebody else saying Hashem's name in vain, levatalavi. But there is one time you do stop your friend. There is a time. Says the Shein Halachas, Aval im hizkir Hashem kidei lekalo chaveire. But if you hear that Hashem's name, he's saying Hashem's name to curse chas v'shalom, to curse a friend, then yafsikenu ki yachata kishay yikalo, because it's mamash a terrible affair when he's going to use it to curse or when he curses in general. So avol im hisker Hashem kidei lekalo chaveire. If the person is using Hashem's name to curse a friend, then of course then yafsikenu, then interrupt them in the middle, as they say, right? Ki yachata kishay yikalo, because of the fact that he's mamash, he's doing a terrible affair. So you'll say, what do you mean? He said Hashem's name in vain. Well, he's saying Hashem's name to curse somebody. So that's that over there. You're supposed to stop the person. So that be it as it may, that's basically the story. Again, just to sum up today's shiur altogether, in general, again, we want to get more into details, but saying Hashem's name even in another language, if it's not Bederech Shvach Vayda, something along those lines, one has to be extremely careful not saying it. That's why people always say G-D and these type of things, right? People say, oh my, you know, G-D, you're not supposed to say that. People say gosh, the word gosh, whatever the case is, but I want to get a little more into it, see specifically how it's brought down in the various different sperm, and also if you see a friend middle of davening brachas, whatever the case is, and you want to just tell him something even though he's not going to talk out, be careful, don't do that, because you'll be causing shame shemaim levatala. But the last thing is that we said, if taka somebody chas v'shalom is cursing somebody else and using Hashem's name or cursing in general, just then you can stop. Then make him be mafsik, and because he's doing a terrible thing. Thank you for listening. Yatzlach and bracha kol tov.